One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
I'm thinking I might give her a birthday present now. I have half of it.
Half
and
of
I'm
it?
Thinking I'm going to do it live.
We are going to talk about our ghost stories on here.
Both of us at the same time, we hear little girl laughter.
I get chills right now. Like, just thinking about it.
In my head, I was thinking, okay, it's dark.
I'm scared of the dark.
I'm scared of the dark. I'm a baby.
I was sitting there, and all of a sudden, it sounded like somebody just pounded the wall with their hand. Hi.
Hey, it's Sarah and Lo Beeston,
your Fairly Odd Sisters.
Woo!
Yeah!
No.
Please don't make me do it again.
Oh my gosh.
We're back.
We're back. And it's like, we didn't go away for you guys, but we went away from each other.
We were away.
We were a while. Away. And we've been apart for the last 5 weeks.
It's been a long. Probably went by really fast for Lo and Tanner, but it went by pretty slow. Actually, it was like moments were slow, and then it would speed up. There were nights where we were like, "Dang, wish we could hang with our friends." But it's okay. They're back.
We're back.
Not really.
Well, Sarah met us.
I met them halfway.
If you're watching this video, you can tell we're in a different place today. We are in Hawaii in Sarah's hotel room.
Yes. Super exciting.
And so I'm so happy that they could come out, though, because we went to Australia for the past few weeks and we broke it up with Hawaii in between so that we didn't have to fly from Utah to Australia. Mm-hmm. And so we were like, you need to come meet us on the Hawaii end part so that we can, you know, see you hang.
It had nothing to do with the fact that I just wanted to be in Hawaii with all my friends in the warm weather and Utah sucks. It had nothing to do. It was just we wanted to film the podcast.
It was just it, that we just needed to film this pod. No, we were like, you have to come to Hawaii. And Derek has been telling her that she needs a little break since she's been, you know, taking care of him and the kids.
Yes.
With surgery.
Well, it was funny because this is his second surgery, if you've been listening to our other podcasts. So the first surgery, I was supposed to make a trip to Hawaii by myself for like 10 days. The trip was actually booked. He had bought the flights, but it was before he even had his brace and his crutches off. So there was absolutely no way he could have actually watched the kids. So I canceled that trip, and then this was round two, but I decided, why would I not bring Jack? Because all of his little buddies are here, so Derek and Sunny are at the house, and I'm here with Jack, so yep. It's been really fun.
And we just got word that Derek is making his first steps.
He's making...
With no crutches.
I'm sorry, this sounds like a little baby. This sounds like a little tiny... He just took his first steps, everybody.
This is actually huge news because... He's been in crutches for how many weeks now?
It's been 8.5. Actually, it might be 9 by now. 9 weeks.
9 weeks. And he's had that dang brace on this whole time.
Oh, my gosh. And, of course, when I leave, the brace comes off.
It's like a kid taking their first steps without you there.
It feels like that.
Yeah.
I FaceTimed him today, and he started he put up the phone and started walking, and I was cheering like I would for my 10-month.
When you flashed the phone to me when we were at the beach and I saw him shuffling along, I'm like, I'm tearing up in my eyes.
Yeah, it's almost more exciting than when you're 10. I guess you're... Stella took longer.
Stella took 17 months to walk. That's okay. But
when your baby walks, it was more exciting than that. So,
yep.
Progress is being made.
Yes. Big moves over there.
Thinks it might be torn again, but we're not going to talk about that. So,
that would be really sad.
Going for round 3.
Yeah. We can't.
Just our luck.
None of us can do that.
None of us can bear.
Do nothing.
No. But it would affect Tanner us. Lost his little adventure buddy for a while.
So it does affect
Tanner. Yeah.
Because then it feels like we can't go and do the things we like to do together.
Yeah.
So
or
come on, Derek.
Every time we go on a date, Derek's on crutches and we have to get special seating for things, which is fine. It's really not that big of a deal.
But he's getting better, which is big news. And Sarah's here with me in Hawaii, and we're going to have the best weeks of our life. Also, this month, I am exiting my 20s.
Yes, somebody, the only other person in this room, has a birthday.
and it's a big one. It feels like the biggest one in my life.
Do you want to tell him?
I'm turning 30. And on April 19th, which I feel like Taylor Swift knows me and we're like friends, you know? And so when she announced that she's releasing her album on April 19th, I'm like, are you trying to take some attention from me? She's like, I know Lo's turning 30, but I really just don't want her to have all the attention.
Yes.
So.
Well, you know that now it will be the day of that album.
It'll be Tortured Poet Society.
Yes,
it will. And I'll be listening as well. But
just keep in mind that it is Lo's birthday.
It's still my 30th.
It's her 30th.
So don't forget.
It's a big one.
Okay, I know everyone's going to be listening to the album, but they can't forget.
You brought up Taylor Swift, and I need to make a public apology to all the Swifties because I really need to do this. It's been in my brain.
You need to do this. Every you need to get
time
this out there.
Taylor Swift comes up, I actually think about this because a few weeks back on one of our episodes, it was about the Grammys, and I had shared that I wasn't super fond of how she stood up and said, "This is my 13th Grammy," blah, 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 blah. I just thought it was like a little not grateful is what I was kind of saying. I didn't know the backstory. And this is why, obviously, I'm not a Swiftie. I didn't know the backstory. I didn't know that 13 was like universally like her lucky number, like her number that she claims.
Yeah.
And so now I'm like, oh.
Now you feel bad.
I feel bad. I really do. And I just want to apologize to all the Swifties. I didn't know. It makes sense to me now.
Yes.
This was shared to me after and I was like, oh, crap. That was on camera.
Oh, crap.
So I just want to say sorry. That's actually a very big power move. I respect the 13. Congratulations, Taylor. That is amazing. She kills
number 13.
She is a queen. I cannot obviously ever consider myself Swiftie now, knowing that I didn't even know that, but I do love her music and we listen to her all the time and she's amazing. So
I know I like her.
I had to get that out there. I really like her.
I just did not know.
Yeah. So that like threw me for a loop. I was like, why is she just like up there bragging that she has 13 Grammys? But that was actually,
and then every single clip of like people that go to their concerts just 13
has 13
on
all the
hand.
Bracelets and I'm over here going I had no idea. Anyway,
well, I'm glad you cleared that up.
Wanted to throw
glad
that
you got
there.
To clear that up.
Thank you.
So wait,
we can't just skip over your birthday. What are you gonna do for your birthday? What are your birthday wishes? What do you want?
What do I want when I'm 30?
What
30?
Do you want in your 30s? I heard 30s are the best.
So like, I feel like everyone feels like a mixed bag when it comes to hitting their 30s because I don't know what it is, but I just feel like I'm 22 forever. Mm-hmm. And 20s are just so fun, young, but people can still, you know, take you seriously. You're an adult. But something about 30s sounds so mature and like that's what all the women that I've talked to that have turned 30 or like been in their 30s, they say that it's the best. Mm-hmm. So I have that to look forward to. It is just sad closing a chapter on what seems like so much youth and fun, but it's not like I'm going to change.
Yeah. 20s do seem young.
Yes.
Fun. You're in your 20s.
Yeah.
You don't have to take life too seriously. I think people get a little more timid of the 30s because you're supposed to be more established.
Yeah, it's like more expectations come with
But I think it's 30. All about mindset. If I'm being honest, I know 65-year-olds that act like 40-year-olds, and just because in their mind they are still that way. Yeah. So if you always think you're 22, you're going to be young forever.
I don't know about you, but I'm feeling 22. Just bring it back to Taylor. No, so it is a weird one for me, and I do feel like a mixed bag, but I'm going to make the most of it, and I'm going to accept it, embrace it, and just, you know, start thriving in my 30s. 30, why does 30 that sound and thriving? So weird?
I don't
anyway,
know.
Anyway, so for my birthday, I wanted to make sure that I celebrated in Hawaii because it's my favorite place, mm-hmm. and I get to do my favorite things here, like surfing and being outside and being with my friends. So while we're here, my birthday is not till the 19th, but since we're here for this 10 days, I was like, we got to do it now. Mm-hmm. So we are actually this week renting. We're pretending it's my birthday. And
it is your birthday.
We're going surfing at a place that's my favorite place to surf. And then we rented a party bus.
Yes, we did. This is a for real thing.
And we're driving all of our friends to town, which is an hour away. Getting Ruth's Chris, which is my favorite place, mm-hmm. best meal. Getting steak and mashed potatoes, always been my favorite meal, always will be. And
steak potatoes, girls.
I just really am. You just can't beat it. Mm-mm. And then we're party busing after. It's just so funny though. The party bus is the party. Then we're taking the party bus back to our house that night. So that's going to be my 30th celebration. And that's the plan. But I'm really excited for it.
It's going to be so fun. Party bus. Because we don't all get to ride together. There's too many friends. Yeah. We usually have the kids in the car. Mm-hmm. I think the car time is the most quality time. So the party bus was the call.
Yeah, because now we're going to bring on the karaoke machine. We're going to make everyone dance. You can't even say one thing because this is my birthday. You have to karaoke. Like, you literally can't contest. And if I see one glimpse of you being like, I'm not going to do it, I will literally kick you out of my party bus.
I just got fully backhanded. She has spoken, and it is law, and I agree.
It is law.
I would never do that for your birthday. Do you think I'm that mean?
No.
I would complain on your birthday.
I'm giving you forewarning that, like, you will be.
This is my, you just, you will have this fun is the first it. Time I'm hearing this news. I was so stoked for the party bus.
You think that we're not going to karaoke on a party bus? You think that? I karaoke almost every day of my life.
I was really naive to think. I was really naive to think.
And I'm really excited.
You know what? Should I give Lauren her birthday present now?
What?
I'm thinking I might give her a birthday present now. Maybe part of it. I have half of it.
Half
and
of
I'm
it?
Thinking I'm going to do it live right now.
Whoa.
Just to show.
I want it.
Just to show. Okay, everybody.
Oh my gosh, I'm so excited.
I am going to give her
this
live.
My first birthday present.
If I can find it in the suitcase, let's just see. Hold on.
Also, nobody can call me 30 until I'm actually 30. Even though it's my 30th birthday party, I'm still 29.
You have to close your eyes.
Okay. I'm peeking.
This is so funny. This was definitely actually not planned. This just happened to be. Okay, you can open your
eyes. What is it? What is it? What
this is only it? Half of it, too. You have to remember. There's another part of this, but. Happy birthday!
Stop! Are you kidding me?
You guys don't understand.
I'm
if you're not
crush it.
If you're not watching the video, just tell them what it is. Tell them what it is and eat your words. Eat your words right now and apologize.
And you're literally gonna be doing this with me all the time. It's a mini karaoke machine that's on the go. I don't know if you can see this even in the video.
Oh. It's a portable mini karaoke machine that's actually so cute.
You don't understand that I'm obsessed with miniature things. Well, you do, but
I do. They Lauren has a thing about mini things, and she has a thing about karaoke. So
might smash it.
Happy birthday! It's so cute.
Oh my gosh! Where did you think of this?
Well, it actually just happened upon me in the store I was at, and I could. I got this over 2 months ago. You don't understand. This was.
Look at this.
That is so Lauren, if I've ever seen anything.
I'm like, anyone want to.
I have this in my purse at all times. Anyone want a karaoke? I'm like,
I'm sorry, but actually.
And then also, I'm just
your outfit right now.
I'm like, oh, don't make me sing. Anyone want to hear me? Anyone want to hear me?
The voice of an angel and the voice of an ogre sitting right next to each other.
This is the best gift I've ever received. Oh my gosh. Happy birthday. You've got to be kidding me. This is the best
thing
ever. This
is the week of Lo's birthday. This was the time because she was just chewing me out for not supporting karaoke. And yeah, here I am.
I feel bad now. I regret.
Yeah. Thank you.
But you will be karaokeing on the bus with me, right?
I will. Can I sing with someone? That's my only request.
Sure.
I just
you
want
just have
to be
participate.
Able, okay. Deal.
That's all I care about.
All right. I will participate. But I don't want to do a solo and I don't want to sing Cars and I don't want to sing Lady Gaga. Those are the only things I request.
Okay, then those can come true.
All right. Happy birthday.
Thank you so much. That was really nice.
Happy 30th.
That was really nice.
There's another little part to it, but it was left
back in. Literally
going to
stay in my purse.
I know it will. And it's the perfect color. It's actually so much cuter than I thought it would be.
It's so cute. It has a little handle. Let's just go like this. Okay.
All right. Well, moving on.
So I'm turning 30 soon, and so
just brings it right back.
Let's talk about it more.
Do we want to talk more about your birthday?
I'm not ready to.
I'm like, okay, let's
not ready
on.
To end so my the birthday, topic of me.
So my birthday, if you didn't know, you guys, my birthday is this week. Did you know?
Anyway, so it's almost my birthday.
We haven't seen each other in a while, and this is just a little unhinged because.
I'm sorry.
Because it is. Okay. I'm saying moving on.
Okay,
do you still want to talk about your birthday, or are we done?
We can bring it back to my birthday later.
Okay.
But we did. We haven't even said what this podcast is going to be about yet.
Because it's nothing like what we've just talked about.
No, it's not. But we did want to catch up a little bit and what we've been up to. But. We are going to talk about our ghost stories on here because we've gotten so many requests. We did a question box on our Fairly Odd Sisters Instagram page and asked like, what are the things that you want us to talk about? And mm-hmm. so many people were like, we need to know about your ghost stories, mm-hmm. like what happened there, the details. Mm-hmm. So we thought it'd be fun to do like a little episode here and go into detail on how we got haunted. Both of us separately have been haunted by ghosts.
Yep.
Ghosts are real. If you don't believe in them, never
just
been
calling out
by
Matt
them.
Howard.
Sorry, Matt Howard. You're wrong.
We're saying that because we had Matt on our podcast and he
says they're not real, but they're not.
He shared with us that they are not real, and everyone is entitled to their opinion, but we fully believe that they are real based off of our own experience and
just
and
saying.
Other people's.
Okay, yeah. I'm going to go first because mine happened right before yours.
Yeah, it did.
Right before we got married, we were looking for housing because we didn't live together yet, and we could not get a freaking rental. Like, we looked at 6 different places, and we're, like, putting in applications to live in all these rentals, and since there's 2 universities in where we were looking, it was just, like, full.
It was really hard to find any housing,
and we didn't get chosen by any of these people to move into their house, so we're, like, kind of grasping at straws at this point. We're trying to find basically anything that we can afford. And there's this one that's like 30 minutes away from school, so it's not too bad. And it was close to my work, so we're like, okay, let's go look at it. It was a basement apartment, and we pulled up, and I got like this weird vibe, but I was like, oh, it's probably just whatever. So we go up, meet him, go downstairs, we tour the house. He offered it to us on the spot, was like, you can rent this if you want it. And I got in the car as we were filling out the check to give him a deposit, because we were like, this is our only option. We need to do this. It was literally our only option. And I was like, Tanner, I just have this like weird feeling about this place. And he, like, as he's like filling out the check, he's like, do you still want to do this? And I was like, it's our only option. Like, we just got to do it. I think I'm just getting in my head. And so he agrees. We're like, okay, whatever. Pay for it. We move in. And a few months into living there, like maybe 2-3 months into living there, the upstairs people were like, hey, they were just an older couple that lived alone. All their family had moved out and had their own families. And they were like, we're going to go on a cruise with our entire family. And so nobody's going to be here. I just wanted to show you how to like flip the breaker. We're going to unlock. There was a door that entered into this other room to go upstairs that was like our separating door. He was like, we'll leave this door unlocked while we're gone so you can get to the breaker if you ever need to. Or gone. And so we're like, sick. Like, we just thought we're going to be having the time of our lives. We can be loud, have friends over, and it wouldn't matter because there's nobody upstairs. They end up leaving. And
sounds like the beginning of every horror
literally
movie.
Yes, like I like at this point we're like, okay, we're stoked. That night that they left, I have the weirdest dream. I wake up and I'm in the room that we sleep in, and I like hear somebody walking upstairs, but I know in my dream that like there's not supposed to be anybody upstairs. So I wake Tanner up in my dream and I'm like, there's somebody upstairs, we gotta go. And we get to outside to my car and we try and start the car and it won't start. And then all of a sudden I'm waking up in my dream again and it's repeating. It repeats like 20 times, the same dream over and over. And it's repeating, repeating, repeating. And then I wake up for real and it's like the middle of the night and I like freaked myself out, but I like don't hear anything upstairs, but I'm just like freaked out because I had a bad dream. And I was like, that was weird. In the morning, I tell Tanner my dream and I was like, it was so weird. I've never had a repeating dream like that where it just kept happening. And he's like, oh, that's funny. And we kind of move on, go about our day. Then that night, Tanner was studying in his room. He was finishing homework and I was out in the living room just like watching a show. And when I finish, I come into the room and he was like, by the way, I like heard somebody upstairs. He was just saying it kind of nonchalantly because we were so used to hearing people walking upstairs. And I looked at him and I was like, what'd you say? And he was like, oh, there was just somebody upstairs like an hour ago. I heard somebody. Ugh. And I was like, Tanner, there's not supposed to be anybody upstairs right now. And then I immediately am thinking about my dream and I'm like, no, this like is not happening. And so we're like, maybe you just heard something, like, it's fine, you're okay. And so we kind of turn off the lights, we are getting ready for bed, and I'm in the bathroom like brushing my teeth, and Tanner comes into the bathroom and he is like, looks like a ghost. He looks like he's seen a ghost. And I'm like, what is wrong? Like, I'm like, what did you see? Like, I know for a fact like something happened. Mm-hmm. And he was like, just come with me out here. So we walk into the living room together and he just like has me stand there and we're silent, and we both hear footsteps upstairs, like creaking, like a slow, like not like a walking fast, but like a
hate that.
And then we hear the door that goes to the stairwell, like to the basement, cracks open. Like, ugh, we hear it opening. I get chills right now, like just thinking about it. And so we think somebody broke in. They're like here to, you know, steal whatever. They think that everyone's gone, or mm-hmm. I don't even know. Mm-hmm. My main thought is there's an intruder and we got to get out of here. Mm-hmm. But we run to my bedroom. We lock the doors and we're like, of course, right now that like door to the basement is unlocked mm-hmm. right now. And we're just freaked out that he can just get in at any point.
Yeah. And you ever think about just running up and locking it before?
Which one?
The one to the, because you said it's open, right?
Yeah.
The one to the basement.
The door that entered into the other room.
Yeah.
I don't even know. I don't think we could because it's on the other side. Oh. You have to lock it from, so I guess it could always be unlocked by that side.
Yeah, which is creepy.
Yeah.
That's weird that they would not have the option for you guys to
lock that door. Yeah, we couldn't lock that door. Ugh. And so so we're freaked out. We close our bedroom and we lock it and I call 911. Like, I'm literally thinking that was enough to know there's an intruder in the house. Mm-hmm. And then as the police are on their way over, I'm calling my brother. It's super late at this point, but I'm like, Jesse, there's somebody, I think, in the house. We're like, the police are coming over here, and he's offering to come over. And I'm like, no, just stay where you're at. Like, I don't want them to think you're the intruder. Mm-hmm. Like, I was just freaked out. And so he stayed on the phone with us. And then a knock at our door down in the basement happened. And we were so scared that it was the intruder because they don't say anything. But when we opened the door, it was the two policemen. And they came in and they're like, hey, like, is there any way that we can get to the upstairs? Because the outside's obviously locked. And we were like, just through that door. So they didn't even like talk to it. They were just like, okay. And they went into the upstairs and we can just hear the policemen like walking around upstairs. And all I'm thinking about in the room is like, there's going to be a gunshot. There's going to be, he's hiding somewhere, like he's going to get the policeman and then come get us. Like, I'm thinking worst case scenario right now.
So scary.
And I'm just waiting for like shiz to hit the fan. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm so freaked out. And I'm like crying because when I called the police, I immediately started crying because I was just like freaked out, and Tanner had to take over the phone call. So we're down there, we're waiting. The policemen finally come back downstairs after like 15 minutes of being upstairs, and they are like, hey, so we didn't find anybody. We didn't see any signs of a break-in. There's all the windows are closed, all the doors are locked, and the all the guns are there. And I'm like, oh my gosh, there's guns upstairs. Like, that freaked me out.
Yeah.
And then we kind of knew. Like, they were like, we believe you that you, like, heard something, so we'll continue to watch
and
the house.
And these people don't have any pets. They don't have
Yeah. They don't have anything. And we've, like, heard walking upstairs. So we could hear the policeman walking. It's the same sounds that we heard. They end up watching the house for the night. Like a police car does, but we are like, well, if there's somebody hiding in here, like, they could probably not see. And I just was so freaked out that
probably couldn't sleep.
Yeah, like night. Me and Tanner were just like, let's get out of here. Like, I left my phone and we went to my car, and my brother's like, come sleep at our house. So we go to start the car and my car doesn't start.
Cherry on
top. It takes like four times to get my car to start. And I was like, Tanner, my dream, like, my car had never done that before, ever. And it never did it after. It was just that time it, like, wasn't starting. And I was like, okay, what the freak? Like, I knew it was probably a ghost. And so we went, slept at my brother's house. But then we were like, okay, now we have to go back home. Like,
you can't just stay there
forever.
What
are we going to do? Like, all of our stuff is there. And then everything clicked in my mind. Like, it made so much sense why people... In the movies, you're always like, move out of the house. Get out of the house. But it's like, they just
in reality,
bought that
that's
house.
Hard. You can't just up and leave
go.
The next day.
And you also were kind of in denial. So at this point, Tanner and I are not like, we're not admitting anything to each other. We just kind of ignore it. And we're like, we got to move on with our lives. It is what it is. Things that week just started to progressively get worse and worse. And like, just certain things kept happening that we couldn't deny, like that there was something going on. And so the next day, like, Tanner was having to go to school and I was just working from home that day. And I got out of the shower and I was in like a robe, and I went and sat in the living room and was just getting some like tax stuff done. And all of a sudden, on the wall that was the same wall that entered the empty room that led to the upstairs, I was sitting there, and all of a sudden it sounded like somebody just pounded the wall with their hand and like just whacked it right by my head.
And the couple is still gone at
this point. The couple is still gone the whole week. And so I like chills just like shoot through my body. I like go to the room and I get dressed because I feel like almost like violated or creeped out. Like,
yeah.
I just got out of the shower. I just
felt, and you don't know if you're going to have to make a break for
it.
So you're thinking, I can't be in my Nikes.
So I went and changed, and then I just like got out of the, I just didn't even know what to do, but I got out of the, I just went into my car and I kind of sat in the car, and then I called and told Tanner, and he's like, yeah, maybe just go somewhere else for now. And then later that day we called my brother, and he had a dog at the time, and he was like, well, let me bring over Julian Hooli and see like what he reacts to in your house.
Which is crazy to even think about doing that. I wouldn't think about, but
animals
they
know
have things.
The
yes.
They just know things. And we were like, at this point, we were kind of trying to make it into like almost kind of joking about it, not joking about it, but kind of being like, let's just, you know, bring
let's
Julian
just
over,
see.
Make him sniff anything out that might be there. And so they come over, Julian comes downstairs, their dog, and is sniffing everywhere. And then just goes straight to that door that leads to the empty room and like sits down there and then just starts like growling at the door. And all of us are like, oh, like maybe he just needs to go to the bathroom. Maybe he thinks that's outside. So we like walk him to go outside to the other door, take him out. He goes to the bathroom. He comes back in, goes straight to that door and just like staring at it. And then like is looking up,
ew,
following the door up. And we were like,
ew,
okay. Then we're all just kind of like talking, chit-chatting. He won't take his eyes off the door. And all of a sudden his hair stands up on his back and he lets out this like weirdest bark I've ever heard.
Ew.
And we all were just like, okay, like that's it. That's like our final straw. We know that it's haunted. Mm-hmm. Like that, it was just so weird and bizarre that he kept just like going to that door.
And this is an older house.
Yeah. So. Yeah. It's a really old house. And so then that night we were like, okay, that's great. We also had like sensor lights outside of our like windows, and you had to walk on the sidewalk to have those lights go off, and because we would be in the grass and they wouldn't go off, but only if you were on the sidewalk they would turn on. And so we would be laying in bed, and at 2 a.m. we'd see one of the lights go on, and then this light go on, and then they'd turn off, and then it would happen again like 10 minutes later, and then it would go off, and then it wouldn't happen. So Tanner would like look out the window, see if there was an animal on the sidewalk or anything, and it would like freshly had snowed, so we could see footprints or anything. Nothing would be there. It would just be like light, light off, and then...
And if it's snowing, there's no bugs at this point in Utah. They are gone.
Yeah. And they,
so and what like, is making the lights go?
It was so freaking weird. And we both just kind of tried to ignore things. Like we would hear things upstairs and we would just kind of ignore it and be like, it's fine. It's fine. Like we wouldn't talk about it because we were too scared to admit it. And then one day Tanner gets home from school or work and he pulls in and there was a playset in the backyard and... So there was two swings on it, and one of the swings was in full swing. No kids back there. Just one swinging like there's a...
Just someone
sweet,
on it.
Sweet child swinging in there.
Gosh. And the other one's just and still. There's no wind. Still.
No wind. Nothing happening. Tanner takes a video of it, and he, like, posts it to Snapchat and was like, haha, ghost is swinging. And then I like, immediately call him. I'm like, Tanner, that's not even funny. Like,
like, this is my
and
life.
And then he's like, oh, yeah, you're right. Like, that isn't funny. Like, what the heck? And then
he's literally just actually thinking it's funny.
Because we were
but
in so much denial, I think, that we just were trying to, like, laugh about it, even though we were freaked out to our core. Uh-huh. And then this night was the worst night. It was the night before they got home. They're back from their trip. And we
just
were laying
the week
in bed.
From hell? How
just
long
the week
were they
from
gone?
Hell. Literally a week. And every single day something like this would happen. And I'm laying in bed and I'm trying to fall asleep. And I think that Tanner's trying to fall asleep. And I'm just like, I'm feeling him shake his leg. Like the bed is shaking like this. And I like touch Tanner. I can't fall asleep. So I'm like, Tanner, can you stop kicking your leg? You're shaking the bed. And he's like, wakes up. And he's like, what are you talking? I'm not shaking my leg. I was asleep. And then he's like, you're not shaking. We both are laying there and our bed is just like shaking. And we, to the point where like Tanner gets off the bed and has to like look under the bed to see if there's somebody shaking our bed. Like,
ew.
It was long enough and hard enough that we both were just like, what the freak? And that was like really the final straw for Tanner. And that's when he decided to like say a prayer and kind of command things to stop and get out if they were there. And after that they got home from their trip and we never really experienced anything after that, but it was the scariest week of my life.
Yeah,
because I felt like I couldn't escape. And then we had like,
and you
a
just
year,
don't know what's going on.
Yeah, and we
every
still
day,
had like the entire year to live in that house, so just being by myself,
you never
there,
cut
I felt
your
scared.
Leash short.
No,
after
we
that?
Could no.
Oh
yeah, we were just,
did you ever talk to the couple about what happened?
Never did.
You never even talked
never
to them
did.
Or said
anything. I was spooked that they might
was the
know
couple
that
creepy
the, about the ghost. I no, they weren't creepy.
It makes me think that they had okay. It makes me think that like what you said, they were older, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm wondering if maybe they had been in that house for so many years, and maybe their daughter or a son had passed away.
I don't know.
Living in the house.
Maybe
and
the,
it was
ghost,
just
the ghost might be their
the ghost
friend.
Was swinging.
At this point,
yeah.
I don't know. Like, the ghost might be their friend.
I don't know. Ooh, I
but
got chills.
Like,
it could be some sort of weird
they
connection.
They have to know. If we had that much happen to us in that week.
It's interesting that it just stopped when they got back.
Yeah.
Because it's just, don't know.
I don't know.
The ghost was messing though. With you because his parents or the parents
were gone
weren't
or
home.
Something.
Ooh. Oh, I don't like that.
Yeah, anyway. So that was what happened to us.
Very
and
scary.
It was a very traumatic week.
I actually do remember Tanner posting the video. I think he posted it on his Instagram too. I remember
really?
Seeing the swing. Like it was kind of blurry because
yeah.
he zoomed in.
He didn't post it on Instagram yet because we didn't have stories back
or
then.
Or did you show us?
We showed you. We showed you the video because we had it. I don't know where the
video
is
now. I remember it
now.
Like the video is actually burned in my brain.
Yeah, but it
I
was on Snapchat.
Just one going. And it was going for a long time. It wasn't mm-hmm. just... No
wasn't
one had
dying
like
out.
It
wasn't looking like it didn't look like
it wasn't
somebody
dying
was swinging
out.
In it and like left. It looked like there was somebody in the swing.
In full swing. It was, yeah, because that's another important thing is the video goes for like quite a long time and it's not slowing down like normal physical science. It's literally just going at a motion that it's not stopping. And the other one is just dead still.
Yeah.
No wind. So I remember thinking, okay, that just
it gives me chills to think about that time.
Doesn't sit right.
So yeah, that's what happened to us.
Yeah, it's actually funny that you bring up horror movies because I think the same thing every time I watch a movie. Why wouldn't they get out? Why wouldn't they just move?
I'm always like, move, get out.
But it's not easy.
And I'm like, we don't have anywhere to go. This was the hardest place. Like, this was the last time.
You didn't have the money to just like go stay in a hotel or
every month
else.
That I was making our like rental payment, I was thinking, are we going to be able to do it this month?
And at some point, even if you did go stay with your parents for a couple of days just to get out, you have to go. You can't just live there for a year.
Yeah, like we need to have
our
place.
And keep paying rent.
Exactly. We couldn't afford to pay for rent and not be living there.
Yeah, which is scary because normally we always are like, they're so dumb.
Just get out of the house.
Actually, it's real.
Yeah, now those things make sense to me because I'm like, they just bought a house.
Yeah.
And they're like trying to convince themselves.
Usually it's what they think is like their dream home.
Yes.
And they're acting like you just kind of
just like trying to ignore
it. It's okay, kids.
It's okay. And then,
even when it's like shiz is hitting the fan.
Yeah.
I mean, if I saw my child like levitating or something, I'd be gone.
Okay.
That would actually.
I think if
I don't care what we have to do.
I'm just so glad that kids weren't in the picture at this time because this happened. I didn't say this, but this happened literally right after we got married.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. So. Yeah, because kids and stuff like that with the monitors, I know that I've heard plenty of those stories with people seeing stuff on the baby monitors or random stuff like that, and nobody messing with my kids. So
No.
No ghosty. Okay, so ours happened shortly after this. We had been dating for about 3 months at this point, and so we were still in that fun, like super excited, just want to be alone phase. Yeah. Because we were always just hanging out at our parents' house at the time. Even though I had an apartment, my roommates were not chill. So we could never actually hang out at my apartment.
Wait, they weren't chill with you, like, kissing?
Bringing Derek over. And I shared a room, but then, no, I'm not even joking. My roommates, I was friends with three of the roommates that I had, but there were six of us in the house. So the other girls were very, like, don't bring your boyfriend over and you have to be out. And they would tell Derek to go home at like 9:30 p.m. sharp. It was crazy. So Derek and I couldn't really hang out at my apartment that was in Provo. So we would always hang out at our parents' house because they were like 10 minutes apart from each other. There was this one night where we just wanted to hang out. We wanted to be alone. We wanted to make out. And so we took Derek's parents' Suburban and we were like, let's get some blankets and we'll get an old DVD player and put it in the back of the Suburban. And let's drive up the canyon. And at this point, we were going up AF Canyon. And if you know anything about American Fork Canyon in Utah, then you know that there's already haunted stories about there. Like in high school, kids would go up there and try and find Ted Bundy's cave because he took a lot of his victims up there.
So scary.
And that was kind of a cool thing to do, go up there and find his cave. And a lot of people had creepy stories about it. So it already has this rep, but I wasn't trying to think about that when we were going up there because I was just excited to just be alone with Derek. So we drive up the mountain. We go 30 minutes up and we're just climbing an elevation. We get up to this lake that's more well known. It's called Tibble Fork. And usually there's a lot of cars there, but it was freezing at this point. It was November. And there was nobody up there. It was just kind of an empty parking lot. And then for some reason, Derek was like, well, like, let's just keep driving up to, there's another lake at the very top. You have to go like 20 more minutes up on this dirt road and it's called Silver Lake or Silver Lake Flats. So we're driving up and we're on this windy dirt road, kind of going slow. It's like a one lane deal. And we didn't see one car this entire time. Didn't pass anyone. There's no signs of life. And kind of like low, I got this really weird feeling. And obviously in my head, I was thinking, okay, it's dark.
I'm scared of the dark.
I'm scared of the dark. I'm a baby and we're up in the mountains really far. I don't have cell service at this point because we're up past till before, like past the point of cell service.
Once you enter this canyon, you lose service.
Yes. So I'm thinking in my head, it could just be me being freaked out. Right. And we're going up this dirt road, haven't seen anyone. So I look at Derek and I go, hey, like I'm getting a really weird feeling. I don't know why I'm feeling this way, but like this really dark feeling I keep getting the farther that we go up, whatever. And he looks at me and he goes, okay, well, do you want to turn around? We can totally turn around.
He's
and
like, he's like, are you sure it's not because we're going to for sure dry hump after?
Shh.
You feel guilty.
Thank you for throwing that in there. Amazing.
Sorry, mom and dad.
No, but actually I honestly, my head was like, oh no, I'm just sketching myself out.
Yeah.
And he goes, well, do you want to turn around? And I say, no, I think it's just me being dumb. So we literally drive 10 minutes up. We're still going. Keep in mind, we are still going on this dirt road.
Takes a while.
And I look at him again and go, okay, I can't really shake this feeling. I don't know what's going on, but I feel really dark, feel really weird. And he's like, okay, like we can totally turn around. Do you want to? And I just was like, no, it's fine. Like, yeah. It's fine.
And just brush it off.
Just brush it off. And so we get to the top of the Silver Lake Flats. It's a huge dirt parking lot with little skinny trees lined up. They're like little oak trees. No leaves because it's just freezing. And we like pull up in front of these trees and get the same feeling again. And so I just asked Derek for some reason, I'm like, can you just like turn the car around? I just feel like weird looking at these trees. I don't know. It just, something was off. And he's like, oh yeah, for sure. So he moves the car. We turn off the car and we get in the back, like the very back of the Suburban. And at this point we're just talking. We are just chit-chatting.
Not back in hardcore yet.
We're not dry humping yet. Thanks, Lo. Not making out. We're not doing anything. Just a simple, good conversation between two people that like each other. Anyway, we're sitting in and we're just chatting. And all of a sudden, there's these lights in the window. And I'm like, what the heck? And there's like a knock on the door, the back door. And so looking back, I'm just so freaked out. This could have been anyone. Derek opens the back of the car door and I'm kind of sitting back behind him and it's a police officer. And so we look at him. He's staring at the ground, literally will not look at Derek, not making eye contact. Keep in mind, fully clothed. Like this isn't an awkward situation. It's not like we're anything weird is happening. Yeah. And he will not make eye contact with Derek. And I'm like overseeing the whole situation. And I've been caught by the cops quite a few times. And they have a protocol. They have to ask you what your ages are. They have to make sure that no one's underage, that you're not by yourself, that you're keeping the law. And they always ask to see your driver's license. And then a lot of times they'll make a phone call to your parents if you're a certain age or whatever. So I've done this before. I know what like a normal thing is. And he literally just says, oh, sometimes we have to check up here because people get stuck in the snow. Keep in mind, there's zero snow. Nothing. Has not snowed in a while. There is nothing on the ground. It is just dirt and no ounce of snow. So this was just weird in the first place that was like his reason.
Mm-hmm.
And he's being super awkward, super weird. And Derek's like, okay. And he's like, so what are you guys doing? And Derek's like, we're just hanging out. And he's like, okay, well, y'all have a good night. And shuts the door, doesn't say anything. That was it. And it was also weird that we didn't see one car, and the fact that he had driven so far up here.
Did you ever see his car?
No, like because car the lights were in the window.
And was it police lights or just headlights?
They were just headlights. So we never saw like green. We never saw blue and red, nothing. It was just like the headlights blinding us.
Yeah.
And so he shut the door. We were kind of just thinking, oh, that was weird, but yeah. Whatever. In my head, I was kind of like, that was not a normal encounter with a police officer. And so then this is where things get steamy. Okay, we do start making out. The car's completely off, but it's freezing outside.
You didn't drive up to that spot for no reason.
We did not drive all the way.
You're going to get your drive's worth.
Yes. So we start making out, you know, things are getting steamy. The whole car is completely fogged because honestly, just us talking was fogging the car.
Yeah.
Because it's so cold outside and the car's off. So yeah, the whole car is fogged up and we're doing our thing. And I can't take this seriously.
Just doing our thing.
And then there was a moment where Derek and I were making out and we both, the whole time in my head, I was thinking, it was fine in the beginning, but then I was thinking, okay, I hear a knock, but I think it's got to be Derek's leg or his arm hitting the side of the car or like something. And he was also thinking the same thing, that it's got to be Sarah like hitting the side or her arm or elbow or something. But we both at the same time went, shh, stop. And we both just sat there dead silent. The car is off and there's literally a knock on the window, like slow.
And you're not parked by trees at this point.
We're like off, like more in the dirt parking lot.
Yeah.
Like there's no, yeah, nothing that could be around the car. It is a straight up, sounds like a knock clear as day on the door. And when I tell you, my heart literally dropped out my butt. I look at Derek and I go, somebody's outside the car. Get to the front of the car and turn it on. So he shoots to the front of the Suburban. Like we can't see anything because everything is fogged up. Mm-hmm. And so he's turning on the car. He blasts the air, but it's just like he can only get it so unfogged. Yeah. And he's like, well, I can't drive. I was like, just drive. Like, I don't know. There's someone outside of the car. And so half of my window, the air was like blowing on it. So half of my window gets unfogged. And literally by the trees that I was already sketched out, I just see a pair of legs, because only half of my window is unfogged, the bottom half of it. And I see a pair of legs by the tree in shorts. Keep in mind, it is probably 12 degrees with how high up in elevation we are, and it's freezing, and I see a pair of shorts by the trees, like a man or someone standing there. And I go, Derek, there's a man by the trees. We got to get out of here. Go.
Oh, my gosh.
And it is the scariest thing. I'm like, who's this psycho that's, like, watching us or whatever is going on? Why is someone out here in shorts? There's nobody up here, not one car in the parking lot. And so he's like, okay. So he starts driving. He literally like cannot see out of the car, but I'm like, just move the car. And then finally the car window in the front gets unfogged and he's driving and I am now in the front seat and we're driving down and the Suburban car lights start going bright and dim, just surging like the weirdest thing ever. And the air is also now doing the same thing. So it's going, and then like turning off and turning off with the lights. And I'm looking at Derek asking him, is this normal? Does this happen?
Like, does this ever happen?
He goes, no. And so I'm sitting there, that feeling just so strong, like a million times, just so dark, so scary.
Yeah.
Is just hitting me and we're driving down all the way. He's like going faster at this point, driving down the canyon. And I'm just kind of in denial. I'm like, put some music on, just whatever you can do to just make it so that I don't have to think about this.
Yeah.
And think about like what could have happened.
Yeah.
And so the second, I kid you not, down to the second that we drive out of the canyon, the lights go bright, the air goes normal, and it was like instantly goes back to normal. The car is fine. We drove for 40 minutes down with it surging.
Yeah.
Doing the weirdest shiz, and then the second we drive out of the canyon, it's back. So we're like, okay, that was the weirdest thing of our lives.
So scary.
We end up telling Tanner and Lauren what happened. Like, I think it was the next day.
Yeah,
we saw
you guys, and you were like, guess what just happened to us? Like, so scary.
And then Tanner sent us an article about how serial killers used to, like Ted Bundy used to dress up as cops.
Yeah, like.
And it sent shivers through my body thinking about, okay. And then I started piecing it together. Who was the cop? Was that, what the hell was that?
Like, yeah.
The cop mixed with the guy by the trees, mixed with the light, mixed with everything.
And the guy by the trees, there's no cars up there anymore. The cop's down.
No, there's no cars.
The cop was gone.
Yeah.
The fake cop.
Yeah, I don't know. So at this point, I'm like, was that cop real? Because by the interaction with him, like, I wasn't putting the pieces together until after. And then Tanner sent us that article, and it just, like, blew my mind. And I was freaked out. And so then, like, that next, the whole next week to a week and a half after that, the weirdest crap was happening to
me. Like, something latched.
Something, like, latched on to me. And when I tell you, I've never been so scared in my life.
We both had weeks of hell.
Yeah. And so there was this one time, it was the next day. I got back to my apartment at like 3 a.m. Derek had dropped me off, and I go up to my door, and the door to our apartment has a keypad lock with numbers on it.
Yeah.
And I've never had an issue. It's a brand new thing. Never had an issue opening it ever. I did the code a million times. The door just like would not open. And at 3 a.m. I'm like, what the heck? Like, this is, that's how so am I going to get into my apartment?
Yeah.
The other girls are probably sleeping, whatever. And so I call my roommate, and I'm just outside, and she goes, oh, I'm not back yet. Like, I'll be back in like 10 minutes. And as I'm talking to her, the door literally, and this is a heavy door that shuts on its own. Like, it's not one of those that just like stays open. It's like one of those swing ones that if you let it go, it just like slams.
Yeah.
It goes and just opens right in front of me without the code, without anything. And I'm like, the door just opened right in front of me. And she's like, what? And I was like, no, the door literally just swung open. I'm like, it's behind the door, thinking there's no way.
You pull on it. It's like a heavy door.
It's a heavy door when you like push it in. And so I like go inside and I look behind the door and no one's there.
What the freak? And
I get that same feeling again.
Yeah.
Like just so dark, ew, so icky. And I'm just like looking around. So I'm like, you know what? Like, kind of like you in denial. Yeah. I'm like,
no, I still okay, just have to live right, here.
Whatever. Like, I'm going to go to sleep. I'm going to just snuggle in my bed and wait for my roommate to get home and go to sleep.
Yeah.
The weirdest thing ever. And so the next morning I asked all the girls that were home that night. I was like, did any of you let me in? Did any of you open the door? Like, you've got to be real with me right now.
Yeah.
And they're all like, no, I was sleeping. I was sleeping. Like, I didn't. So that sent me.
Oh my gosh.
And I was like, okay, I already feel like really weird. And then the next day or the day after, I got back to the apartment late again. I got to stop doing this. Go back to your apartments at a normal time. I get back, and this, I think, was just a weird coincidence. I don't think this had to do with, like, the ghost story, but this was all in the same week.
Yeah.
So I get back to the apartment late, and I'm driving myself at this point. Derek's not dropping me off. And I have my car, so I'm pulling into the parking lot, and I see two guys in dark black hoods, and they're just facing the apartment. So I can't see their faces at this point. I just see two guys in hoods, which is already, I'm on alert because it's late at night.
Yeah.
Don't know what's going on. So I have to drive past them at this point to get to like where I park. And so I'm going past, and they both turn and look at me, and they're wearing purge masks. Literally like the scariest clown looking.
No.
If you've seen The Purge, looked exactly like that. They both have hoods on, and I am freaking scared out of my mind. I'm by myself. They both see me.
Yeah.
And I'm driving. So I drive back around the parking lot to where I don't normally go.
Yeah.
And I call Derek. Why am I calling Derek? I've learned a lot in these scenarios. Like, just call the police if you see something like this, because they're obviously not, this isn't a normal thing.
No.
Like, they're obviously not doing anything good.
But in the moment, you don't want to, like, make it a bigger deal if it's not. Like, you feel guilty about, like.
Yeah, you
but
do.
You should.
But thinking you about should. This, two guys in purge masks
so
with
scary.
The hoods up, I'm like, are
it's
you
so
an
scary.
Idiot? Just call the cops
yes.
and say, I see these two guys in purge masks at a college parking lot. Like,
at 2 a.m.
At 2 a.m. This isn't normal. Yeah. So if there's anything you learned from this episode, just call the police. Anyway, so I go around to the back. I call Derek, and he's like, that's so weird. He's like, do you think you can get to your apartment?
No.
Yes. So stupid.
No.
So I'm like, yeah, I'll park around the back.
No,
so
no, no.
I literally park around the back of the building. There's like a middle part because there's a few sections of the buildings. And I park there, and I sprint as fast as I can. I don't know where they are. I didn't see the guys. I just sprinted as fast as I could to my door, thinking, okay, that's so stupid. Anyway, just like drive around till the police get there. Just don't be there. Yeah, don't know what I was doing. So I get back to my apartment. That was fine, but that was all in the same week. I don't think that had to do with the, maybe it did, like whatever
you
was
just
happening.
Kept getting weird things.
So
happening
and I and at this point I was telling Derek that I just felt really off. Like, I would get back to the apartment and I would put something in a specific spot, go to the bathroom, come back, and it was like moved across the room. Not even kidding. Something I had just put there and no one was home. My roommates aren't there. Crap like that where I'm like, I just set that there and now it's over there. And I was actually breaking down to Derek saying, I feel like a girl in the horror movie that's not going to make it through this. Like something weird is following me. I don't feel like, I just felt off, just dark. I felt weird and just not myself, not happy. And so the final straw kind of like after all this weird stuff was happening to me that week was we were at Derek's parents' house and his parents were like, hey, we're going to the store. You guys can just hang here. So they went to the store and Derek and I are downstairs. Nobody's home. And we hear what sounds like a glass bowl rattling upstairs, like really loud. And Derek hears it too. And I'm like, okay, no one's home. Like, what was that about? So we both go upstairs and we're like, hello, hello. Like, there's nothing that would make that noise, but it was really loud. And then both of us at the same time, we hear little girl laughter coming from their parents' bedroom. No. And it's so loud. The house is quiet. There's nothing going on, no TV, nothing. And we just both hear this. And at this point, I couldn't take anymore. So I just break down and I start bawling. I'm like, it's here. Like, whatever is happening, like, it's here. And Derek's like, that's insane. Like, he, because I had been telling him that all this stuff was happening. And then, like, he heard that too. And it was really validating because I was like,
see, I was like,
you
heard
that. You heard that. Yeah. And he's like, oh, I fully heard that. And I was like, you need to go downstairs with me right now. I need you to give me a prayer. It's like a blessing. Like, in the church that we believe in, I was like, you need to give me a blessing right now. Like, I can't deal with this anymore, and I'm scared for my life. Like, I don't know. This doesn't feel like a good thing.
Yeah.
And so he did the blessing, did the prayer, and literally felt like a weight was lifted off of me. Oh. And then nothing happened to me after that. Like, it was gone. Whatever it was, whatever that whole week. But it started with the canyon, which was so sketchy.
So sketchy.
But, yeah, that was like, my
I remember
experience.
That. And so scary.
And as scary as that is, it's funny because I'm like, that was all not in my head. Like, that was fully real.
Yeah.
I can remember every detail of it. But, like, I've also had, like, good experiences with spirits. So I'm like, there is good in that world. As much as there is, like, horror and it's just scary no matter what. Like, there is some good.
Like, you don't really want to be, you know, like.
Honestly, I don't even want the good spirits hanging around. I'm like, please, it's like, I know you think this is cool, but like, please just let me be. I don't want to dabble in that world.
Yeah, it's scary.
But yeah, it's just crazy to think about like what all that was. I still don't know about the cop guy.
Yeah,
any of
it's
that.
So weird.
It just gives me chills every time I think about it. Yeah. And especially when I think about Ted Bundy, because he used to dress up as a cop to lure girls to the car. And now I'm
so
like,
gross.
Was that Ted Bundy? Ghost. Like, I don't understand what happened with that, but that's
so freaky.
That's it. That's our
so freaky.
So you're gonna tell us that we're just making it up? You're gonna tell us we're
the
in
most
our head?
Validating thing though was that like you said when Derek heard it, the same thing for me is like Tanner and I were both experiencing this at the same time. It wasn't like
you're
I
making
was
this
just,
up in your head and he's like, are you being real?
Like I feel so validated in that we were in it together and so many of the things happened while we were together, and so we could be like, okay, is this happening? Is it
it's, and you
it's
can
happening.
Look at each other and be like, that happened.
Okay,
that was real.
Like, we can validate each other with like that.
That's
was
why I was almost like happy. I was like, you heard that, right? You heard that. And he's like, yeah, oh my gosh, like I heard that.
So scary.
Yeah.
So I feel like we need to open it up to, oh, it's already been an hour.
Holy crap.
See, that's what I mean.
Should we do a part
two? I think we need to do a part two because I don't want to, like, go too far over this one.
Okay.
But our stories were so, like, we wanted to share all the details because we get
what
asked.
Makes them good.
Yeah, and we get asked all the time, like, what actually happened. So we wanted to, you know, lay that out for you guys, but
I can't believe that was an hour.
That was an hour already.
Holy cow. Okay.
We've already been with you for an hour. So I think we should probably wrap this one up and then we'll have to do a part two to make sure that we share your guys's.
I know you guys probably have some good ones.
And we've done this before, like a lot years and years ago. We did this on a YouTube and me and Tanner were so freaked out by the things that we like. By experiences that you guys had.
I'm like kind of scared for that. I'm glad we're filming this in the middle of the day.
The middle of the day is just so the only way to do this because this girl's afraid of the dark.
Me
So
still am. I still run up the stairs. I'm literally still one of those girls.
No, me too. That's why when you were like, you saw those guys and you still parked and ran to your, like, I would have been frozen and I would have called somebody else and I'd say, can I have a sleepover?
Well, you would have been smarter than me.
I don't know.
All I know is if you learn nothing from this episode, don't do scary. Anything. That
you
I
were
did.
Actually in the Purge movie, it seems. Like in that moment.
What was that?
You were like running from the people.
Was also though, at the time, there was a bunch of sketchy stuff happening. Obviously, if someone's looking like that, they don't have good intentions.
No, like, it's like you're either trying to freak people out for no good reason yeah. or you're a bad guy.
Exactly. Yeah. Like there's no good reason. Like,
Anyway. Well, those are our scary stories. And we hope that you listen to this in the daytime so that you didn't get too freaked out.
Our next episode will be a part two with all the ghost stories that you guys have to share with us. So stay tuned for that. Mm-hmm. And we love you all.
Love you.
And we're glad we're back together.
I'm so glad. We missed doing this and filming this together. I know you guys. Yeah. Anyway.
All right.
I'm doing it again.
You're doing it again. We're going to close it out. Okay.
Bye, everybody. We'll see you next week.
Bye.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system, so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.